الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين وعلى من استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. Just before I begin, I just want to ask permission for Brother Said in regard to the request, as the brother said that inshallah going to be written, especially the general questions. But and this will be inshallah handed out at the end of the lecture, yani let's say maybe for half an hour. But in regard to the topic, if you have any, if you have understanding, if you have confusion, if you have a clarification that even you want to clarify, you just please raise your hand and bring your comments or whatsoever, and inshallah I can take it if you don't mind, Sheikh Said. Saying that because, you know, maybe if we pass on, you forget what you want to have clarification. But don't stop me to ask something about and outside the talk. Nah? Topic we're gonna have today, inshallah. Two topics, inshallah, or maybe if the time is sufficient, maybe we can have three topics. Our first topic today is about La ilaha illallah. This statement in which Allah Ta'ala, or because of which Allah Ta'ala created heavens and earth, mankind and jinn, Jannah and Nar, Paradise and fire. Allah created all this for this world. For what? To implement it, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created not jinn and mankind except to worship me. Said that they worship me. The Imam Ibn Kathir, in his book of interpretation, said that the meaning of to worship me is to single me out and worship, not just to worship me, not just to worship, but to single him out and worship. Meaning to worship not but Allah. Whether minor worship or major worship. Many people think that the shirk can only be committed in certain forms only, like bowing or prostrating. But they don't consider the other type of shirk which Allah condemned in the Quran, which the Prophet ﷺ condemned in the Hadith. They still do not take them as shirk. And this is what we are going to see, inshallah, in either today or tomorrow, in the clarifications of the doubts of the people who worship other than Allah besides Allah, and see how their claims, inshallah. We're going to come to that, inshallah. But today we want to put some emphasis on this word, La ilaha illallah. The word in which Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created not jinn and mankind, but to worship me. And he, Allah Ta'ala, said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, as in Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 24, Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. See you not how Allah set forth a parable, a goodly word, like a goodly whose root is firmly fixed and its branches reach to the heavens of its Lord. So Allah sets forth parables for men in order that they may receive admonition. Now Allah Ta'ala explains that the kalima tayyiba. What is the kalima tayyiba? A kalima tayyiba, as the Prophet ﷺ said, as all the Sahaba said, as all the people of knowledge of interpretation said, as all Muslims agree, that it is La ilaha illallah. That it is La ilaha illallah. So now, ya ikhwan, so far we learned two things. That it is the kalima tayyiba, that Allah Ta'ala gave the parable for it in the Surah Ibrahim, ayah 24. And it is the purpose of creation. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Dariyat, ayah 56. Everything is the purpose of creation. When Allah Ta'ala created all this manjin and kind, it's only to worship Him. It's only to worship Him. None? This world with which people either are going to be or people are categorized, as Allah Ta'ala said, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. A group of them in the paradise, group of them in the hellfire. Why is this categorization? Is it based on their colors? Is it based on their tongues? Is it based on their position or authority amongst the people? Is it based on wealth? La. All of this are not the proper answer for this. But it is based on this world. La ilaha illallah. Who is the one fulfilling it properly? That's it. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And we made you to be tribes and made you to be on tribes so that you know each other. And then Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Really, the one who's most be honored by Allah and loved by Allah is the one who has who's having more piety. Who has having more piety? That is the one who's. What is piety then? Piety is again, it is the akhwan understanding La ilaha illallah and implementing it. That is piety. Simply. If you want to know piety, that is piety. Anybody has a doubt that La ilaha illallah is the differentiator between people of Jannah and people of fire? Anybody has this type of doubt? Anybody still have a doubt that maybe ones who do not believe in it will enter the paradise for their good character, good manners? Anybody, akhwan? Anybody of you think that even people who do not believe in La ilaha illallah, if they are having manners and characters, having good manners and characters, will enter the paradise? None. Now, you see, and excuse me, just let me clarify my position here. I'm asking questions, so if you raise your hand, means you can answer it. I'll give you the chance to ask, but we are still not yet reached to this. I want to ask, I'm asking anybody who doesn't believe in La ilaha illallah, but he is of good manners and of good characters, is he going to go to Jannah?
No.
No, you all say no? Believe me, there are people who say yes. They say that the Jannah is for people who are of good manners and characters. Yeah. Those who are of manners, of good manners and characters, Allah is not a person. Allah will reward them both in this world. Will give them wealth, will give them health, will give them position, they enjoy it. They consume their reward before they reach. Now my question was about people who hear of it. My brother's question was about those who did not hear of it. How we categorize, or how we justify those who do not hear of it. What do we mean by hear? Akhi, what do we mean here by did not hear of it? Da'wah didn't come to them. Is that? No, akhi, this is not correct. When we say da'wah didn't come to them, what does that mean? No Muslim came to them and offered Islam to them? That's not correct. This is not the way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say those who did not receive da'wah, but he said who hears of me. As in the hadith, he sallallahu said وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدُ مِنْ أَهْلِ أَهْلِ الْأُمَّةِ يَهُودِيًا أو كان أو نصرانيًا ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِي إِلَّا أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ النَّارِ. There will be no one from amongst this ummah. What ummah? Ummah here is ummah in Arabic has many different meanings. As Allah Ta'ala said about Ibrahim, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan, meaning he is his iman equals iman of ummah. Whole nation. That is one meaning. Other meaning, it means the jama'ah, or a jama'ah, a group of people. Now, in the Ummah of Rasulullah, the Ummah of Rasulullah of two types. One called Ummah al-Da'wah. Ummah al-Da'wah is everybody found alive from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of resurrection. These are called Ummah al-Da'wah, meaning the da'wah is sent to them all. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ كَافَّةً, and we sent you to all mankind. Not only mankind, even jinn. He went to the jinn and he taught the jinn. The other type of the ummah are the ummah of ijaba, the ummah of acceptance, those who accept, the Muslims. So the person will be from the ummah of da'wah up until he accepts, he's from the ummah of ijaba, he's accepted now. People of ummah of ijaba will go to the Jannah. Ummah of da'wah, no, will not go to the Jannah unless they become ummah of ijaba. Now you think today there are people who never hear of Islam, of Quran, of Muhammad, of, do you think that there are people? Internet, TV channels, whatsoever, medias, you know. Yani all this made people to know. Even people in Europe and America who never knew about this by 9/11, they all know. They all know. The enemies of Islam, by one or another, yani brought it to the world. Now, they are propagating wisely. So now, everybody here, even people who are in the countryside, never come out of their cattle and farms. Today they hear the voice. Today they already hear the voice. Now, they hear, but they just ignore. They did not want to, they did not go to search and ask. Are they Yani Babel? No. No. Because they already hear. They should go and say, let me see, what is this? What are these people? What is Islam? And then they see it. But they decided not to even take it or look at it. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا. And whoever turn away from my message, he will have a narrow life. Narrow life. Difficult, terrible. وَنَحْشُرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And on the day of resurrection, we are going to resurrect him blind. We're going to resurrect him blind. قال رب لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. He says, he will say, oh my Lord, why you rejected me blind while I had sighting until then? قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا. Likewise, our message approached you. فنسيتها means you turn away from it. You didn't want even to see what it is. وَكَذَلِكَ نَوْتُونَ. And likewise, you are going to be ignored today. You ignored it in dunya. So you are going to be ignored today. So, it is not necessarily that a da'i came to them, or a Muslim came and talked to this kafir or that. This is one way, but the other way is that they hear and they all hear. 9/11, 7/7, Madrid, whatsoever. I don't recommend like this. We all condemn terrorism. We all condemn terrorism. But I myself have suspicion that these were Muslims. They wanted to show Islam as an ugly thing, because they saw Islam expanding widely in their countries and they want to limit it. They cannot limit it by stopping it. They cannot. The rules and regulations in these countries do not allow the rulers to say, we don't want mosques, we don't want masajid or Muslims. They cannot. Basically, they cannot, isn't it? The laws here do not allow this, even if it's the president. So what they do? They go through like this, stupidity, which came against them. Yeah, it harmed Muslims to some limit, but it harmed them even worse, because it made people to ask, what is Islam? What is Islam? And they came to know what it is, and they loved it, because honestly Islam is different from Muslims. Most Muslims today, Islam is different from what most Muslims have on today. Islam forbids lying. Many Muslims today lie. Islam forbids deceiving. Many Muslims deceive. Islam forbids fornicating. I don't want to say many, but there are some Muslims fornicate. Islam forbids riba. Look, especially in the West, they have no hesitation to take riba. You know what? But when we come to read about Islam as in the Quran, wallahi, if he reads only Surah Al-Fatiha, he will immediately accept. You know, ya ikhwan, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, one of the companions, he was Kafir. He was idol worshippers from the Arab pagans. And he heard of Muhammad. There is a man claimed that he's a prophet. So let's say he came, he wanted to see him. People of Quraysh stopped him. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to see Muhammad. They said, no. You don't see Muhammad. And Abdullah, you leave it to the other classes. He said, I want to go and see Muhammad and listen to what he says when he goes to him. They said, no, what are you doing? Why you do that? This man is a magician, this man is a poetry, this man is this, he's going to convince you, he's going to prompt you. He said, look guys, I'm a person with wisdom. I have my I'm saying, I'm not foolish, I'm not mad. Let me go and see what he says. I have already hear the magicians, hear the poetry, I know their speech. Let me go and hear him, listen to him. If it is like them, I'll just leave him. He came. But he found Rasulullah praying, chanting Surah At-Tur. So he sat down to wait for him to finish. And they still saw him. While he was sitting, he is Arab. He understands Arabic. And the Quran is Arabic. Abu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came across the ayah. أم خلقوا من غير شيء أم هم الخالقون أم خلقوا السماوات والأرض بل لا يوقنون. Were they created out of nothing, or were they created themselves, or did they create themselves? Now if I ask you, were you created out of nothing? Like this, out of sitting of your phone? No. There is a process. Think of this process. Who make this liquid, the semen, to turn to flesh, to cloth, to bones, to flesh, to a baby? Who took care 9 months of this baby inside the womb? Then you came out, cannot eat, not a piece of food. But Allah Ta'ala ran two rivers for you. Although your father liked milk, but he will never eat drink from the same milk. Huh? But you drink from that milk, you suck the breast of your mother. Who taught the baby to suck the breast? The breast. Who taught it? You know that the breast has a technical way to open. It's not that easy. Otherwise, the whole milk will go. It has a special valve that it needs a skilled person to open it. Who taught this baby? I challenge all the kuffar scientists to teach a baby one day old to do anything. They can't. Even the mother did not teach. But Allah Ta'ala taught him. Just once he came, they gave him to the mother. But the priest started sucking the milk. Now this man is yani Aqil, say, he told of it. Say, what am I created of nothing? If I was created of nothing, then I am nothing. Then I am nothing, no value. Then I create myself. If I created myself, then I can create whatever I want. If I create myself, I can create whatever I want. I can create my babies on beautiful image and health and now, but you can't create nothing. I'm خلق السماوات والأرض. Will they create the heavens and the earth? بل لا يوقنون. Nay, but they are not certain, not believers. They are not certain of their claims. They are not certain their claims, the false claims. They cannot give no proof to that, to their false claims. Jubair ibn Mut'im immediately embraced Islam. Immediately, right there, he accepted Islam. Right there, he accepted Islam. This is how the wise people do, the same people do. Now, so Allah Ta'ala created this whole world for a purpose, to worship it. First thing to do in the introducing worship is to bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. If you don't, then whatsoever worship has no value. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا هَبَاءً مَنْفُورًا. في سورة الفرقان آية 33, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْفُورًا. And we shall turn to whatsoever deeds they did in this life, and we shall make them make such deeds as blatant dust scattered about. Why? Because they were not upon La ilaha illallah. They worship, they have good manners, it's not going to benefit them. But Allah will not oppress them. They have good manners, they have, you know, like the land. And the kuffar have, yani, good, some good sides in them. We don't say that the kuffar, yani, they are all bad and what and everything they do is wrong. No, there are some sides of them, yani, honestly, good. Now, so La ilaha illallah, as Wahab ibn Nabih said, one of the students of companions called Wahab ibn Nabih rahimahullah, he said La ilaha illallah is the key to the Jannah. It's in the hadith also. La ilaha illallah is the key to the Jannah. It was said to Wahab, isn't La ilaha illallah the key to Jannah? Said yes, but every key has grooves. If you bring a key, blade key, without grooves, put it in the door, it does not open. Isn't it, Ikhwan? Can it open? No. You have to groove it. You have to groove it. He said that the grooves are the pillars of Islam. Pillars of Islam. Now, so La ilaha illallah is the key to the paradise. And what is the key to the paradise? What are you going to do with this key? Every day you put it on a couch, and today you put it on the shelf, tomorrow it is thrown on the floor, after tomorrow it's thrown in the car. Are you going to do this with the key? This key a person will have only one copy. You cannot have two copies. If you lose it, you lose it. You have no key to the Jannah. You lose the key, you have no other copy. Well, you are going to save this key inside your heart, so no one can get there, or you don't lose it. Save it inside your heart. And that's why La ilaha illallah must be stored inside our hearts. Inside our hearts. Never forget it. La ilaha illallah has meaning. What is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? What is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? I can't command you, I mean, the seminar is long. So, يعني to make himself يعني what I say alert, then يعني try to participate, then just keep quiet, you don't sleep, you don't sleep. And at the end I'm going to ask you أخوان, I don't believe that as long as you are quiet it means that you are understanding. I'm going to ask every one of you. You know why? Because this is the key to Jannah. I don't want to lose none of you. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Today I'm going to give you the covers of the key, but tomorrow no one is giving you one. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمي وأبيه. On that day you're going to run away even from your mother and your father, your wife, your children, your brother, everyone. You're going to escape from them. A day nobody should know that to nobody. So from now you can ask me. On the day of resurrection, you didn't ask me, please. I'm not going to be free for you. Don't ask me. I have any question, ask me now. Ya Allah.
La ilaha illallah
means man is worthy to be worshipped but Allah. None is worthy to be worshipped but Allah. Any other?
Deity.
Huh?
No deity.
No deity.
The first part
of Allah
is the negation.
We didn't come to this. This is the pillars of it. These are the pillars of it. We'll come to it. Now we are on the meaning of it.
La ilaha is meaning no ma'bud.
No ma'bud.
Yeah, no ma'bud. No. Except Allah.
Except Allah.
Yeah.
What is it? Any other? Some say no one deserves to be worshipped but Allah. I love this. I love this. No one deserves to be worshipped but Allah. Again, no one worthy to be worshipped but Allah is fine, nice. But what the uncle said here, لا معبود إلا الله, this statement is not that, you know, it does not fit well. Because we see there are a lot of ma'buds. If you go to India, for example, you will see people worshipping cows. If you go to Nepal and China, you see people worshipping Buddha. If you go to Africa, you see people worshipping many different things. Even mice being worshipped in India. Have you ever heard about the mice temple? I saw a video about it. The priest bring the milk to the mice, and the mice, many thousand mice, you know, they come over him, and you know, he's very happy, he's got over him. Which one is the god? He don't know. Thousands, all the gods in one temple are thousands. Subhanallah. See how people are, when they leave the guidance of their Lord, see to what level they go. Believe me, akhwan, to worse than that. Some people talk the private part of man as God. They worship it. Wallahi, ya ikhwan, they buy it from the graveyards. Wallahi. Some think that the private part of woman is the God. Look to some silly things. Why? Because they came out of their humility. Even animals cannot be like this. But why? Because they are away from the message of Allah. You know what, ikhwan? We cannot know Allah if Allah didn't tell us about. We cannot. Not because of our intellect we can reach that. May Allah Ta'ala said in hadith, يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا هديته فاستهديني أهديكم. Oh my slaves, you all are misguided. So ask me guidance, I'll give it to you. Allah Ta'ala also said in the Quran, you know, You know the story of Adam, our father, first man. You know the story of Adam. When Allah created Adam from clay, He left him lying like this, without soul yet. And the Shaitan came. Shaitan, you know, first let me just give you an introduction to that. It's a lovely story. Lovely story. Why Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ. He mentioned jinn before mankind. I'll tell you why. Because the jinn were here before us. It doesn't mean now they are not here. They are here. But they were the only ones here. Like us today, yani having lands and buildings and this and that, they were like that here. But they worshipped other than Allah, they killed each other, they did all bad things. So Allah Ta'ala sent the angels to fight against them and push them to the oceans. Free the land, pure for the pure creation. So they were there. Amongst the shayateen, amongst the jinn, by the way, the word shaitan is not a special creation. No. Shaitan is a character. Is a character. Not a special creation. Shaitan means, from in Arabic word, shatana means he lived away. So anyone, mankind or jinn, who does like this, leave the way, he's shatana, he's shaitan. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا. The shayateen from amongst the ins and jinn, they reveal to each other. But shaitan was one of the jinn, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Kahf, إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه. Except for Iblis, when Allah commanded the angels to prostrate for Adam, every angel prostrated like that immediately. Angels are created for obedience only. Shaitan, Iblis, did not prostrate. Why? Because he, at that moment, he returned back to his origin. To his origin as a jinn, disobedience. The ulama say Allah created three creations, yani men creation. Angels, yani all this creation Allah created, but I'm talking about the three and what related to yani worship Allah. Angels, jinn, and mankind. One creation is created for worship only, obedience only. That is what? The angels. You never see an angel disobedient. You never see an angel lazy in worship a single minute. They worship as we breathe. As we breathe. The second creation, a creation created for disobedience. That is the jinn. Majority of the jinn, disobedience. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ. See, he began with jinn. مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And at the middle, he, Allah Ta'ala, created mankind. Mankind have some characteristics of, attributes, if I could say, of the angels, which is to obey Allah and worship Allah, and some characteristics or attributes of the shayateen, of the jinn, which is to disobey and do wrong. And that's why Allah also Ta'ala categorized the mankind soul to three categories. Nafs mutma'inna, this which has most, yani the most of attributes of it is other attributes. Dhikr, obedience, stay away from haram, like this. He has some similitude with the angels. the third is Ammar is قلنا نفس مطمئنة نفس أمارة بالسوء نفس لوامة. The third is نفس أو the third is نفس أمارة بالسوء. A soul which always call its يعني its body to go into the wrong. Always invite him to do the wrong. Now and at the middle there is a soul called لوامة. This soul has some of the attributes of mutma'inna, and sometimes it gets weak, so it goes to ammara bisu. And once it is there in the su, it blames. Lawama means blame, blamer. So it blames itself. Oh, why I did this? Astaghfirullah. But this third one, ammara bisu, never blame. It does the munkar and it feels proud. Oh, I stolen. Oh, I drank khamr. Oh, you know? That is Ammar al-Bissu. That is Ammar al-Bissu. Yeah?
Ammar
al-Bissu, you know, if you have characteristics of the Shati. You're saying, no.
Mutma'inna?
That is the believer, the obedient. Ammar al-Bissu is the middle. Is the middle. That is. يعني as Allah Ta'ala also categorized the souls in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, he said سابقون أصحاب يمين أصحاب شمال. The سابقون, the ones who يعني were entered the Jannah before anyone else, that was the highest quality. And here Allah Ta'ala said that these are found in huge number during this lifetime of Sahaba. And the number get listen until you get to the hour. The Ashabul Yameen, they are big number in all the time. In all the time. And then Ashabul Shimal, Ashabul Yameen meaning the people of the right side. Right side means those who are going to take their book by their right. And the third is Ashab al-Shimal, the left side people who are going to take their book by their left hand. So two are of the believers, but one is better than the other. Mutma'inna and Lawama, these are believers, but Mutma'inna, يعني I can tell you, you never see it committing sin. Maybe in 60 years time, once, twice, and not a sin. Sin like what? He was angry and he responded to someone else. Not a sin by the minimum sin. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq. Anybody can tell me what sin is? Come on. Huh? Abu Bakr Siddiq. Can you tell me a sin that he committed? I checked all the books of brother there. I couldn't find. I couldn't find. No.
When he was dying, Rahimahullah, he was showing three things they have done. One was the work from Mr. Dean.
He what?
In fire.
Abu Bakr Siddiq?
Rahimahullah. So he said he was not happy that he drew of that man because Allah would be added in
that. Right. First of all, I really am I myself, and I don't know how authentic this is, but if it happens, shall we consider it a sin? Shall we consider it a sin? Ali رضي الله عنه, when the Rafida came to him and they said under the leadership of Abdullah bin Sabah, and they said that we bear witness that you are Allah. He digged a big hole and put a fire and he said, if you don't stop this, I'll throw you in. And he was serious. But honestly, I don't I don't know if you are يعني, aware of the authenticity of this, but anyway, if this happened, shall we consider this a sin? It's a punishment, it's ijtihad. It's ijtihad of the ruler. He was the ruler, and he saw one who busted. So he did this. If it was يعني, authenticated, then we say this is ijtihad, and it's wrong in the ijtihad, but it's not a sin. ما بشك كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون ما بشك. There are يعني I don't mean that he is protected. Who is protected and preserved from making mistakes are prophets only. But the believer, you yourself, how old are you, brother?
Near your age.
Near my age.
Yeah.
I am 51. Take for example. I'm 51. I'm your sheikh. Teaching you now. You think I was born like this? You think I never made a mistake? Never committed sin? There are things that you don't know between me and Allah. Now? There are things. I'm human. When I commit sin, I say astaghfirullah. Allah forgives it. But I ask, do you know a sin for Abu Bakr al-Siddiq? Just show me that. But if I tell you a name of any Muslim today, who prays? Do you know a sin? Oh. It doesn't mean it's kafir, it's still Muslim. But when you practice your yani, when you practice more and more iman, more and more iman, you will see yourself hating things. Hating. Sometimes under weakness you just be trapped by shaitan. And as more iman you have, as more traps shaitan puts for you to catch you. But here is the thing. The believer, once he is in the trap of shaitan, he says astaghfirullah. Then the trap fails, and he comes out of it. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. And beside all that, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq used to walk in the streets of Medina, holding his tongue and saying, "This هذا الذي يريده المهالي. This what leads me to destruction." But it doesn't mean that Abu Bakr was a slanderer or backbiter. If that was, we would have seen it on the biography. Where is it? Now, what I mean to say is, as more iman you practice, as farther you go from the sins. As more iman you practice, as farther you go from the sins. Now, and once you fell into the sin, immediately you want to repent immediately, and automatically, because your soul becoming now lawama blames you. So once your soul blames you, say astaghfirullah automatically like that. Now, but you need to practice iman. If you don't practice it, you're not going to reach to the level of lawama. Now, La ilaha illallah has two pillars. As the Sheikh Saeed started saying earlier, as we see, La ilaha illallah. Sheikh Saeed, this is your turn now. MashaAllah, we just came by the time we start. Yes, sir.
I understood the La ilaha part. In the Quran, most of the confirmation that Allah gives starts with the negation.
No.
So Allah negates Allah, we are required to negate as false gods, taghut, our desires, our dinha, anything and everything that we tend to be worshipping, whether consciously or unconsciously, we have to negate that and then confirm the only Allah worthy of worship alone. I think that's my understanding.
That's correct. So we have negation and affirmation. Where is the negation? When you say La ilaha, you negate what now? You negate deities. You say no God, no God, no God. Now, Illa Allah, but Allah, Allah is the only true God. But the only true God who is worthy to be worshipped, who deserves to be worshipped. So we have negation and affirmation. Where is the proof for that? Yani, you know, they want to learn something important. Don't take no knowledge from nobody without a proof. Must be with proof. Now, what is the proof, Yaquan? No. No. Ahsan. What do you want to say? What type of memory do you have?
شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو.
لا. But it is these two ayats, and mainly this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah. The ayah right after Ayat Al-Kursi. Allah Ta'ala said, as in the ayah number 257, as I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, لا إكراه في الدين فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. نعم, لا إكراه في الدين. نعم يا اخوان, نشتري الآية. It is ayah 256. لا إكراه في الدين. الله تعالى said, let there be no compulsion in religion. Yeah, we don't force people to come to Islam. We offer it to them. Now, truth stands out clear from error. Whoever rejects evil and believes in Allah, look at that, rejects evil, rejects the false deities, and believe in Allah alone, now has grasped the most trustworthy handhold. So that is the rule for the negation and affirmation. Why we say that? It is not acceptable to say that I'm a believer in Allah by negating only. Because as the ulama say, who negates only, then he is mulhid. The one who negates only is an atheist. He doesn't believe in no God. He doesn't believe in no God. He say, La ilaha. No God. That's atheist. And who only believe in affirmation without negation, that is mushrik. We say, Illa Allah. And we say that he worship Allah, but he doesn't negate the other deities. This is shirk. One who believes in Allah and believes in others, what do you call him? Mushrik, isn't it? Anybody has confusion or unclear understanding to this? A person says that he is Muslim, he worship Allah, but he doesn't think that these other deities wrong. What do you call him? Muslim? Is he a Muslim person?
No.
What is your proof? Okay, what is your proof? فَمَنْ يَكْفَرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And that is the meaning of La ilaha illallah.
So to say there is ilah with Allah, this is not Islam. Is it Islam? Is it Islam? But if a person says Allah is truth and all these other deities are truth, you think he's Muslim?
No.
Not Muslim. Am I right? No. This is the, these are the two pillars of La ilaha illallah. If you believe in La ilaha illallah, you have to know that there are eight conditions for it. Eight conditions. Eight conditions. Do you want to take a break as well?
Another 15 minutes and then we'll start the answer. Or should we take a break, have our some food or something, do answer, and then start it?
How do I? Before we, I don't want to begin and then we stop at the middle, you know. Then inshallah we'll take a break. We'll return after class.
We'll return after class.
Okay. How much time left to us?
For the Jama'ah. Jama'ah is 2:45, so in 10 minutes we'll take a break.
In 10 minutes?
5-10 minutes.
We'll leave it then, we'll leave the time for you because I want to begin on the conditions and then, somewhere.
Maybe Sheikh wants to answer the qualification of the moment.
Yeah, that's what. That's it. If you have any question or clarification, you can. Okay. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, if it is ready? Sorry? We done this last year? We need to do them every day. It is the exercise how to breathe. Okay, there I am. Are you suspended? Right, then inshallah we have the break and then we come back inshallah. Allah Alam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.